I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
All right, the case of the kidnapped monkey from the West Palm Beach, Florida Zoo was resolved early this morning. They tweeted out that Collie the monkey is home, and there will be more details to come. But the detectives returned the female monkey to the zoo shortly before midnight last night, and they say, "We're grateful for the tenacious and passionate detectives and police officers involved in our case. The 12-year-old Goldie's monkey, who suffers from inflammation, John, so he needed his, she needed her medicine. She had some kind of weird inflammation thing, relies on medication.
Monkey inflammation?
That's right. I don't know what parts were inflamed, but you can guess. She's treated daily, has a special diet, special medication. Every minute is of the essence. They said Monday morning, they had somebody had the little zoo confirmed a forced entry at the habitat where she lived, and several images on the surveillance video has someone approaching the enclosure. And they said, yeah, someone had come in there and cut that early in the morning and took that. In 2009, they had the exact same thing happen. And she says, we're holding on to the hope that this only happens every 10 years. We are glad, though, that the monkey was microchipped. So they microchipped their monkeys at the zoo.
Should.
If you're thinking about stealing one,
yeah,
just
those
know
things,
that.
They can escape. You want to know where your monkey is at all times. Well, this lottery winner really didn't want his identity to be revealed. But the lottery commission in Jamaica said, well, listen, we got to get you. We're going to put your name out there. That's part of our policy. You just won $1 million lottery. Well, let me be clear here. This is $1 million that this guy won in U.S. dollars, but somehow it's worth $158 million in Jamaican currency.
Wow.
I suppose I can buy you Jamaica. I don't know. But so this guy, well, I don't want everybody to know who I am. This Jamaica, you know, everybody's going to, they're going to know me.
$1 million U.S. money is $158 million in Jamaica?
Yes, that's what it says.
Wow.
Here. It's $158 million. I don't know what that says about Jamaican currency, but that's the deal on that. It's 100.
You're making a good return on your investment.
Yes, yes, yeah. So $158,400,000 in Jamaican, to be exact. It equates to $1.1 million in U.S. currency. So this guy showed up and he did, all right, I'll do your picture with the big cardboard check with my name on it, but you're not going to see my face. So in the picture, you see this guy. He is wearing a scream mask, you know, with the long, wide open mouth,
yeah.
The white face and the long, that's what he is wearing for his thing. And the lottery commission was on board with that. They said, okay, fine. Just as long as you show up and you hold up the cardboard check, they let that thing go.
And then when he finds that he's ready to enter the dating world, he'll probably take that mask off. With his $158 million.
He's got $158 million.
It doesn't matter.
He can keep the mask on.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I don't know how much money was in this guy's wallet in Ohio, North Olmsted, Ohio. But a shopper left his wallet behind while shopping Friday night at the store. The wallet was turned over to police. And when they opened the wallet to find some identification in hopes of returning it, you know, they found a whole bunch of cocaine and methamphetamine in there, too. There's nothing worse than losing your wallet and stressing out. But when it's got all your dope in there, then you're really stressed. The police says besides the illegal drugs, the wallet also contained the man's driver's license. So they put out a public statement that said, it's a picture of the wallet. Quote, what we would like to see you do is stop at the station and take responsibility. Maybe then we'll be able to get you some help for something you've been struggling with for a long time. The ball's in your court. One way or another, we'll be talking soon.
I can't believe it's news.
His license is right in there.
It's all there.
How are you going to... Well, that's not mine.
Yeah.